He's ignored the Prime Minister, the Home Secretary, the leader of his own political party and his deputy in South Yorkshire. So it's no surprise Sean Wright has also ignored a powerful committee of MPs at Westminster to say he's going nowhere.
I basically think that resigning would have been perhaps the easy option, given the last fortnight with the various criticisms that have been made and the effect that that's had on both myself and my family.
Before his current job, he was in charge of children's services in Rotherham when there was industrial-scale grooming and exploitation of young, vulnerable girls. That's why MPs like Keith Vaz want him gone.
To whom do you think you owe this great duty when everyone in the country appears to be saying, resign?
There is one very big problem. There's no way to sack police and crime commissioners.
You actually can't be removed under the legislation.
My understanding, Chairman, is that the same rules apply to MPs as apply to police and crime commissioners.
So you can't be removed?
I think you can be removed if you break the law, yes.
Yes. So you don't feel you've done that?
No.
Sean Wright, like others who are questioned, denied time and time again that he knew much about child sexual exploitation in Rotherham, including the former Chief Constable of South Yorkshire.
Is that what you're asking us to believe today?
I am certainly saying that I had no understanding of the scale and scope of the issues that are going on in Rotherham that are the subject of your inquiry.
So not a single case passed your desk, not a single comment.
They don't come across the Chief Constable's desk.
Four official reports were written on child sexual exploitation in Rotherham. There was an organisation dealing exclusively with girls who were being used there. This, as well as a newspaper writing a string of stories exposing the issue. When those articles came out, Rotherham Council took the newspaper to court to try and find out who'd leaked the information rather than address the claims. All of this led to Sean Wright being savaged by this committee.
Stacks of evidence that we have heard that calls into question your evidence to us today, which we find entirely unconvincing. And that's why, and I can't remember this ever happening from a select committee, in terms of a public official who's been elected before, we call for your immediate resignation.
That may well not happen, but the government's going to be lobbied to bring in a new law specifically to sack Sean Wright in what would be an extraordinary conclusion to all of this.